Now, this past week, New Delhi suffered under its highest ever recorded temperature, 48 degrees. A severe heat wave has swept much of India, with more than 20 states and hundreds of millions of people affected. The extreme heat has been blamed for deaths, especially among the poor, many of whom work outdoors and don't have the means or the right to take time off from their labours. Our South Asia correspondent Siobhan Hinyu reports on the darker side of an Indian summer.
I'm telling you this story because, well, it kind of scares me. And I don't mean to scare you too, but I think it might be important that people in Australia hear about what happened in India this week. Because if you don't hear it, it might happen where you are too, one day in the future. Over many years of watching and reading news about glacial melts and climate change and extreme weather, I always found it a bit difficult to imagine what a future with a changed environment might actually look like. And it wasn't until I arrived here in India that I saw it with my own eyes. It looks like something out of a Cormac McCarthy novel, a scene of the apocalypse or a dystopian sci-fi future. It looks like New Delhi this week.
The India Gate, otherwise the haze around, and especially in the summer months, in the last few days with the temperatures touching 48 degrees Celsius and the air quality so severe that...
I just returned from an assignment in Nepal covering some tragic deaths and disappearances in the Himalayas. I was lucky enough to fly to the base of Mount Everest to film a story, and I deliberately took a minute to take in a few really deep, greedy breaths in those mountains. I wanted to fill my lungs with cool, pristine Himalayan air, because I knew that I'd soon be returning to India's polluted mega capital, which happened to be in the grip of a heat wave. On the drive back from the airport, there were the usual street children at every big intersection, tap, tap, tapping on the car windows. It took me a while to realise that this time they weren't begging for money. They were begging for water. In the air-conditioned comfort of a car I'd already tuned out to the heat, even though it was 45 degrees when I'd stepped off the plane, these barefoot children were scalding their hands and their feet on the road and on the bodies of passing cars they slapped in the hope of eliciting a few rupees. Just before the lights changed, I pulled out every water bottle I could find and I handed them out the window to the kids. But what happened next just made me feel even worse. As the car pulled away, I saw the big kids lunge in and grab the bottles from the smaller ones, sometimes delivering a kick or a punch, the victors gulping down all the water as the little ones crept listlessly back to the footpath. I was devastated. There are more than 60,000 beggars in Delhi, and most of them are children. As we drove away, I thought of all the little kids in the city streets hitting each other and fighting over water. Around the corner from the ABC Bureau, we had to stop the car because there was a crowd in the middle of the road. They'd gathered around the body of a man who'd collapsed. He could have died from a heart attack, but I've no doubt the oppressive heat played a part. Like the millions of Indians who work outside for a living, the security guards, the vendors, auto drivers, construction workers, he had nowhere cool to go, and he died in the street where he toiled. A few men covered his face with a sheet as we drove on. India's been in the grip of its longest recorded heatwave, and it's all people are talking about.
Talk about climate change and global warming. Well, it's no longer sometime in the future. It's already here. In fact, India's witnessed one of the worst heatwaves ever witnessed in the country. Remember, many parts are burning.
Not only is it hot beyond survivability in parts of North India this week, the region is suffering from a water shortage. People are fighting and killing each other over water. A lot of towns and cities have simply run out of water, which means that tankers have to drive in to supply the population. People line up with buckets, jerry cans, and metal vessels to fill, and their own hoses, which they dip into the truck. There are stories of people not washing their clothes for weeks at a time this summer because it's more important to save what little water is left for drinking. The tankers have to be sent into some places under police escort. Throughout the country, there have been fights and stabbings around the water trucks, and the news reports of these incidents really do read like a scene from the end of the world. Six men were stabbed by one man at one water relief point. Another man was killed in a southern state because he'd come from a different village in the hope of getting water, and some locals objected. A truck driver was beaten up by crowds at another point. And it's not just human suffering. In places where tigers roam forests near human habitation, the wild animals have been entering villages, desperately searching for water and striking fear into the local population. In a city in Rajasthan, where the temperature hit 50 degrees this week, the authorities had to use precious water to hose down the roads to stop them from melting. The heat's heaviest toll is on the poor and the elderly. In India, train classes distinguish between air-conditioned and non-air-conditioned compartments. The cheaper tickets condemn holders to hours or sometimes days of travel crammed into poorly ventilated metal tubes in the baking sun. On a train trip from Agra, the home of the Taj Mahal, to the country's south this week, four people were found dead inside one of these compartments. Passengers say many on board were complaining of breathing problems. One elderly passenger was found unconscious, and by the time medical help arrived, three people were dead. Another died later in hospital. 11 of India's 15 warmest years have taken place since 2004. Climate experts say the heat waves are spreading to more states than in the past and increasing in duration. The monsoon rains that bring some relief are late this year. As heat waves increase, Indian cities and states have to come up with policy changes to protect human life. Deaths have been reduced in recent years, due mostly to basic advice and the closure of schools and building sites on the hottest days. But in a country where few people can afford things like air conditioning or even adequate water, emergency services have to suggest some really simple heat hacks. Cover your head with a towel. Don't go outside in the middle of the day. Sleep under a slightly wet bedsheet. Back in Delhi, that last part hasn't been a problem at all. With temperatures in the mid-30s all night long, sleep is hard to come by. This week, the city recorded its highest ever temperature, 48 degrees. I was tempted to do the old fry an egg on the rooftop trick, but to be honest, I couldn't find the energy. It's just been too hot to do much at all.
Except, thankfully, write a story about it. Our South Asia correspondent, Siobhan Hinew, sweltering away there.